It's Tubi Tuesday again. Yeah. First Tuesday. Yeah, well, first Tubi Tuesday of the year.
It feels more like Sinful Sunday.
I mean, that's if you think about this, all of the Tubi movies that we will be reviewing, all of them.
Yes,
we're going reviewing over the next few
our
weeks.
Our Sinful Sundays.
So, yeah, it's pretty raunchy.
Have to deal with like pastors, like.
Yes. Oh man.
We're getting pretty adult on this one.
Oh yeah.
We know. Oh, we've been waiting for this one. We've been waiting for this one since we found out that it was happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about this time?
We talking about Pastor Thorn Part 2. Sins of the Father.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Sins of the Father, Part 2. Part 1 was Lust of the Flesh.
Oh.
Right?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Sins of the Father, man. Pastor Thorn, what more can we say? We got Pastor... It jumps right in with the recap.
Yeah, with the recap. Obviously, Pastor Thorn.
The way this recap is presented... It kind of feels like the 90s sitcoms, like previously.
Oh, yeah. Especially some of the effects at the beginning, because it gives the introduction of the name.
And they're all smiling. A lot of people are smiling. Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper
boy. I was going to do Family Matters, but you did Full House, which made it worse. I know.
And like working in the garage, like everybody fixing stuff. And then it's like Pastor Thorn like fucking somebody, and then he turned around, oh hey.
Everywhere you look.
He waves at the camera.
He all fucking somebody. And then he turned around like shrugs his shoulders. That's me.
Yes.
He's caught off guard, fucking with the door open.
So,
when you lost out there,
you're all alone.
Oh man, and that you do, know, do, do, those do, lyrics. Do. Yeah.
Oh, now we gotta put the Full House music over that.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
I gotta do that.
Oh man, yeah. Directed by Carlton C. Clay. Once again, much anticipated.
Yes,
we have been waiting, and so and it did not disappoint. So, as I waited, it absolutely did not disappoint.
Indeed. So, let's jump into it. So it starts off with the very last scene we saw Pastor Thorn in was when he was with the deacon's wife, and the deacon was like holding a gun to them.
Yeah.
So that's the last time we saw him.
And you know what? That was actually. The recap did help with that because it's kind of like so much shit happened at the end of the first one. It's like, okay, wait, I know a lot of shit went down at the end. So what happened last time? Because I thought I was left at the beginning of the first movie thinking that Pastor Thorn had died because of the last scene.
Right, but you didn't see him officially die.
They didn't show him die, though. Right.
Yeah.
That he didn't have an orange
screen. You heard the gunshot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And plus, it was revealed that he had syphilis, right? He got syphilis.
Oh, yeah. It was like...
Because we said AIDS.
Yep.
Which was never... Was the syphilis brought up in this movie?
Yes.
I feel like they mentioned it a couple times.
They did.
Once, at least.
They mentioned it a couple times, but I think that's... So, spoiler alert, Pastor Thorn himself don't have sex in this movie.
He don't have any sex, so sorry to disappoint y'all.
That's right. He doesn't.
Yeah. And I think it's because he has syphilis. So it's like, well, that takes him off the
it makes sense.
Takes him out of the game.
Yeah. So ain't nobody trying to
syphilis would kind of ruin that.
Syphilis burns through condoms. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody want that problem.
So, but he's obviously, he is up, and we first see him wake up in a deep sweat. He's in like, he's, you know, his whole countenance is different.
Yeah. Like, we have to reveal what happened. The deacon kills the deacon's wife and himself, because he's about to pull the gun Pastor Thorne. He's like, no, don't do it, don't do it. And he's like, pull the guns at himself, and he's like, no, don't do it. And then he shoots, and then Pastor Thorne wakes up. My first thought was, well, that was one terrible dream. But I was like, oh, but I was like, oh, it's a memory. That's what it is.
He's just reminded of that in his, that's scarred into his face forever. And so I think that's where, you know, yeah, that's what we see.
So he's definitely a different, the
events of the first movie has definitely impacted him, and it is obvious.
Yeah.
And so he's a changed man.
Emotions.
He is the parole officer on
Oh my
All
goodness.
One part
two. Yeah, this is his All I Want to Be part
two. And, you know, he's like, I am no longer, you know, all of my evilness I have left behind. Right. And
we skipped over a scene, though.
It's sad. That was at the very, very
beginning. Skipped over the very, very beginning, very first scene.
Which they'll show that a few times, too. So you want
to
talk about
it? A woman, we see that a woman is about to get raped by this guy. We don't know who these people are. We just see a woman. And the guy is like, he's like, you know, you want it or whatever. She's like, no, I changed my mind. He's like, no, it's too late. And then he just starts raping her, and then that's all we see.
He rapes her for a long time.
It's pretty graphic.
It's like a long, awkwardly, it's an uncomfortable amount.
Uncomfortably, yes, yes. And then they do the recap. So yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like, whatever happened to the milkman, the paper boy?
Oh man. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So he's living with his ex.
That's his baby's mom. That's his son's mom.
Yeah, that's his. They were married.
At one point, they were married.
Okay. Yeah, that's his first wife.
Right.
So
who's very pretty, but
JR.
JR. Yeah, the son.
Yeah, JR's mom.
Because in the first one, he was like not. He was trying to be he didn't want to stay with his mom for some reason, right?
Or maybe the mom kicked him out. So, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. The mom kicked him out. So,
mm-hmm.
Man, he's just living there, and she's making him breakfast. You know,
yeah.
They're having a. She's trying to, you know, listen to him as he's venting about his life and struggles.
She kind of points out that it's like, well, you kind of,
made your own bed. Yeah, you made the bed you live in. Yeah, so she is straightforward and direct with him,
which is what he needs.
But I feel like they get along.
They get along because of that. Because his last wife, they didn't get along because I felt like his last wife, I forget her name in the first movie, she was very kind of passive through most of the movie.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? And he was fucking with the door open and beating his meat in front of the deacon. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was on one. Because he didn't have nothing to kind of bring him back. And speaking of which, so this scene, like, they illustrate him and his now ex-wife. They're going through the divorce and all that stuff. They clearly hate each other.
Well, she hates him.
His face looks apologetic. Yeah. He looks like he's like, I'm sorry. I wish I never did anything to hurt you. And she's like, you are evil.
Said, fuck you.
And I mean, you know, you can't really,
fuck
you know.
Fuck you.
I mean, you can't blame her, because if you watch the first movie, you know what he did.
Hard.
he was really bad.
He was old dude from Why'd I Get Married.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Why'd I Get Married to do what's it, Malik Yoba?
No, not Malik Yoba, but the other guy.
No.
The guy that was married to Jill Scott.
Yeah, the other. Yeah, fuck. Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yep. They tried to make it like he was a good person all of a sudden. He was a son of a bitch bastard on the first movie.
Yeah.
But he was really good in the second one.
But it was funny because Malik Yoba did the opposite on that damn movie.
Yeah, he did.
Suddenly you're an asshole, man.
I don't know. I kind of like characters when they start off as like terrible, then they turn around and they're better.
I can't stand that shit. Don't try to make me feel good about the guy who was just a bastard in the first movie.
It depends on who the character is.
Well, I was thinking that when I first was watching this movie. I was like, why are you trying to make me like him or make me feel sorry for him? But they give you a reason.
Right. And that's literally the only way Carlton gets away with this. Because he's like, you got to make whatever this guy's history that makes him who he is, you got to explain, that's why he's this
mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. you know, I must say that is achieved in this movie.
So that happens, and we kind of see, which the title kind of gives us a hint of where we're gonna go, but I love it. The first time we hear about Bishop,
mm-hmm.
You know, he gets a call, right, I think that's what it was, to go
yeah.
home. And so that was funny to me. Because he's just like minding his own, you know, because the thing is, he lost everything. Like, he's no longer has a church. Mm-hmm. He no longer has his wife, you know, no longer has
his know where his son is.
Don't know where his son is. He can't have sex no more. So who is he?
Yeah. Without my church and my penis. Who am I?
Can't even use my dick like I want.
That's why he's so upset.
I mean, that's his punishment, though, and that would explain mm-hmm. why the change in demeanor. He's not so prideful in this movie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's very like, okay, you know.
Oh, his ex-wife. And I think they said her name was Leslie. She told him that she set him up to get an STD.
She just told him that's right.
Yeah, he didn't know that. He didn't realize this movie.
I was surprised that she would tell him that.
Well, she told him after they officially divorced.
After they signed
right.
the divorce.
But wouldn't
paper,
that,
yeah.
isn't that like, couldn't he like go after her for that? Like, legally?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, he didn't have to do nothing. Just because she paid somebody to be available
Oops.
He could have went with not having sex with her, so yeah.
Right.
Well, you like, should have tricked. Look what you put me through.
Yeah, like that, you know.
Put me
okay.
through.
He didn't have to do
look what you
did
to me. You tricked me. Yeah, he's just like, well, shit.
Yep. So, just dessert.
Yeah.
And here comes Bishop. The first thing he says.
And this is act one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because we don't know who Bishop is yet.
But
and so
didn't we see Bishop like once in the last movie? Did we see him like at the door? He wasn't standing at the door of the church, or am I getting two different movies confused?
I think you're thinking about two different people.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't. This was an introduction.
Yeah, because
I may be thinking about Pulpit Gangster. I think that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah,
because there is a little bit of Pulpit Gangster in this, but I don't want to spoil too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got you. That makes sense.
Besides, the bishop gives quite an introduction. He lets you know what kind of person he is
right away, right out the gate.
Yeah,
the very first phone call,
and you get a immediate idea of the dynamic between him and Pastor Thorne.
Yeah, even the way he told, like, he calls him Bishop. That's his dad.
That's his dad. He's like, yes, Bishop. Like, it's extremely formal, extremely uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
And you can see it.
Right. You can tell he's not comfortable with this man.
Yeah, because even when they get to, all right, so Jacob, Pastor Thorne gets to his dad's house, the bishop's house, mm-hmm. and you see the bishop's wife. I didn't realize that was Pastor Thorne's mom because the way she was acting, I thought that was like a stepmom at first because she was very like submissive to the bishop. Like, yes, but like even she's calling him yes, bishop and stuff. And I'm like,
she call him,
which
yes,
means
bishop,
they've been married for, I mean, if she's the mother of Jacob Thorne, that means they've been married for a long time.
Right. How old is he?
He looked like he's in his, like, he looked like he, honestly, looked like he's 40.
Late 30s
yeah. or early 40s.
Thorne?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got to be like in, like, probably like his 40s or so.
Yeah. So, yep. But they both brought it on that, even that scene, that phone call was actually a good establishing.
Yeah, that was, you know, right away, like, introduction of establishing, which, how would you describe the bishop just off that scene?
I mean, he's very, like, he's prideful. You know, he expects prideful, a lot. Yeah. He expects a lot. So, like, there's that, you know.
Very demanding. Is that the word?
Demanding. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rule oriented, very demanding, demeaning, you know, mm-hmm. to his son mm-hmm. and, you know, to a point where it's like, you respect me and I don't got to respect you type. And so, he's
yeah, it's
like,
that whole power tripping. He power tripping.
That's hard. It. The power trip. Because he's like, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got no church. Come home. Come, you know, basically right. like little boy, you need to come home right. to your dad.
Right. right. Come home to your dad.
Come home, like, grown like, man. It's like, it no. Anyway. Yeah. So.
Now, who's this dude talking
Which
to?
I don't
him?
Know
is that
why.
His lawyer or somebody? Because this guy's important.
He's like his, one of the like deacons. Advisor.
Right.
Oh, okay. He's one of
he
the
He need a deacon at his church?
I think so.
I thought he was like a personal like advisor or something to him or something.
This is some good writing, Carlton, right here. Like the very beginning, they put some pieces in there. And so, like, I thought that was really good. And so,
oh, talking about this scene about right this. Here with the deacon's wife, and she's giving him the, she's like standing next to him. She stands up the whole time. The bishop and the other guy, the other deacon guy, he sits down. She stands up next to the deacon and next to the bishop and holds his hand and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's very subservient to him. And he's like quoting the Bible, like, you know, Christ is the head of the church, the man is the head of the house, and mm-hmm. you know, happy man, happy life kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so the first two scenes that you see the bishop, you understand right away what kind of person he is.
Mm-hmm.
But you still don't know quite everything he's capable
right, no, yeah.
of.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So you're like, okay, he's, you know, is he going to be another Pastor Thorne, you know,
right.
Bishop Thorne? Or is he just,
gonna catch
you know,
him
just extra?
With the dough.
You know, no. You know, don't know. Like,
you don't
just
know?
Extra, like, you know.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I just I felt like he was going to be worse anyway.
I mean, it's the title gives you Sins of the
I
Father.
Know,
so it's like, okay.
I don't
well,
know.
You at least expect to get an explanation of why was Pastor Thorne wilding out in the first move.
Mm-hmm. Like, he ain't got no home training. Dude, or what he,
I mean, like, he ain't
duplicated.
Good point, because JR is kind of bad. And he was like, well, JR, you
yeah,
know,
all passed
he's,
down.
He, right.
Oh, yeah,
he's kind of
yeah,
like his dad.
Yeah.
So
he's kind of like
so which means that maybe Jacob is like his father, like, you know, mm-hmm. it's a generational thing kind of thing. So that's what I was kind of thinking anyway, because I was like, oh, like, I was thinking, like, if you think Pastor Thorne is bad, wait till you meet his father.
Right. Yeah, that's
what,
I was,
what I was
hoping.
Yeah.
I was hoping that.
Well, this movie didn't disappoint then.
Yes. So they had, and their house is amazing, by the way. Like, it was like a giant mansion, beautiful house in the country.
Well, those bishops, like,
marble floors.
Those bishops be having money, I guess.
Yeah,
church money.
He's clear that he is established. He is successful. He's got a nice house. He's got a submissive wife. Everything is under his fingerprint that he wants. Mm-hmm. And it's like bishop owns the world, mm-hmm. and he's happy. So
yes, they definitely established that.
So fast forward a little bit,
and apparently he mm-hmm.
Why are they,
the mom gets
why
along
they,
with
the son
with Pastor Thorne,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, That's why I was like, oh, that's his mom. Because the way mm-hmm. the scene was set up at first, that's why I said I thought it could have been like his stepmom or something.
I thought it was his stepmom at first for some reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because the way she's submissive to the bishop.
Mm-hmm. Could be like his stepmom and they just have a good relationship.
Right, like maybe they weren't married that long.
They clearly get along, though. Thorne and the stepmom or whatever.
That's not his actual mom.
But that is his actual mom. Okay, yeah. Pastor Thorne and his mom have a good relationship versus the very obviously tense relationship. Like, he can't stand
him. He rolls his eyes.
He can't stand him.
It's like, oh my goodness.
So, I was going to say fast forward a little bit because we see someone appear that is there. And it is J.R. J.R. has been staying with the bishop the whole time. Or since the last movie. Because the last time we saw J.R., he was like...
He was sleeping in a empty house
on the floor. Yeah.
After he failed at... being a drug dealer
and a rapist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but the bishop uses that as a way of showing him power, who's in charge, because he says,
come on, running back to church, you ain't got nothing,
you ain't got no wife,
you ain't got nothing,
you ain't got no kid, where is your son anyway? Oh, I know, he with me.
You need me
because
anyway.
I'm better than you.
I'm everything you wanted to be and can't.
So there's a slow reveal of JR when he steps around the corner. It's like, yeah, bitch, JR here. And then he steps out and it's like from his feet and it goes up and it's like, it's revealing to you that JR is back in the movie. He's alive. He's okay. But it also reveals that it's completely different person that was on the first movie.
You know? And maybe so, he just matured differently.
Yeah, maybe he. Yeah.
Times were rough, JR. You look like a different person.
I think that reveal was used in two ways.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. It was revealing to the movie that, surprise, here's JR, but it was revealing to the audience who's seen part one. It's like, yeah, and it's a different person.
So it did have to slow us down to make sure we knew who he was.
Right.
Good point. Because it could,
Took a lot of time to make sure that the audience registered. Yes, this is a whole different guy, but it's the same character.
The other actor, so it's
amphib. They had to just pretend and keep going.
No, they revealed. They
she
definitely,
looked completely different.
Oh, they made a big joke about that. Will and Jazz looked at the camera.
But JR is definitely, not only is he a different actor, he is a different person.
Yeah, he's very different in this movie. He's very dark in this movie.
I mean, he talks to his, he talks to his father like he's his little brother. The way he talks to him. He's like very, because he's like demeaning to him. And it's like, yeah, we talking. And, because he's trying to apologize. He's like, who are you anyway? Like, and I think that's he's disrespecting him, but he don't even care about him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was always disrespectful.
That's true.
Right. Yeah, he was. He was probably
But he's more mature now in this movie.
That's true.
He's even more disrespectful.
I think what it is with JR, you can say he kind of learned a little bit. Because he's not going around raping girls now or dealing drugs now. But he's still an asshole, but he's not doing that stuff anymore. So he didn't have to get syphilis to stop. So
his habits changed, but his personality different.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like his personality didn't change, but his habits did.
Yeah. And that's him.
So.
They had that. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, so Thorne talks to his ex-wife on the phone.
Thorne looked pissed off looking at JR. He's like, he wouldn't have bust him in the mouth.
So
man, that food looked good as fuck.
I mean.
Yeah, they
whoever was cooking that food, man.
Mail me a plate.
No. We well, coming they got some fried chicken, some greens, mashed. They got some mac and cheese. Look
delicious.
Man, yeah, that's making me hungry right now. Shoot. And I'm on a diet too. That ain't
helping. Oh, goodness.
Oh, that's right. A woman comes over. This woman from church, from their church, from the bishop's church. We'll say her name is.
I forgot, but they'd known each other. So, like, mm-hmm. he'd known.
You like get a feeling that, like they know each other from way back.
Right, right, right. So Pastor Thorne knows, it's not Brittany. What is it? Something like that. But yeah, he knows her. And
they're like around the same like age or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're trying to see
her
name.
Real for her name. We got the movie playing. Everybody's looking at her trying to see. Say her name.
Maybe. But immediately, you know, Bishop got to lead the table because, you know.
She got some papers. Yeah, you got to take some right
come
now.
Come help me deal with these papers. Then they walked away. And he didn't even get out the room good till he grabbed her ass.
Walking Jacob, out the door. Jacob notices too. He's like, wait a minute. Something ain't
right. Of course he noticed.
Because that's something he would do.
Right. And did do. So, yep. Mm-hmm.
Nadia, is that her name? No. That's his ex-wife.
Nadia's his,
that's his ex-wife. Okay.
So that's the phone call you're talking about.
So he talked to his ex-wife because he has to tell her that, you know, he knows she where JR. Really yeah, she is. Because he lets her know that JR is there.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't know where he was either.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know.
That's her son.
They just like, wherever he at. But now he's safe in the arms of the bishop. So is that the reason why he called Jacob over? Just so he can show that he got his son?
I think so. And probably,
I mean, that's not outside of his character to just gloat like that. Like, yeah, I got your son. You couldn't even take care of him. I got him. He had to come back to me too, just like your ass got to come back to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. It's just like the bishop.
Yeah. Yep. It's a whole, he's definitely saying, I'm the bigger
ego
man.
Thing.
Yeah, it's an ego thing. Yeah, exactly.
Man, yes, this movie. I definitely was intrigued.
Yeah, I was all in this movie.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's Pastor Thorne's countenance is just it's like so defeated. It's like, oh my goodness, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, he's just the ex-wife is acting weird. JR's mom is acting kind of weird, though, when Pastor Thorne tells her that the bishop kind of has his finger over him kind of thing. Like, he was like, JR's acting kind of weird. I feel like the bishop is kind of, you know, just acting, you know, everything's just weird, you know? Mm-hmm. And so then the ex-wife starts acting weird. She's like, oh, she just, you know, she's clearly got some kind of secret she's not revealing.
Yeah, they do good at pausing, looking at, like, her face response after the phone call. Like, it's like something... A lot is not said in in those moments. Mm-hmm. A lot.
You can tell the whole conversation isn't being had right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so much more to the conversation. And then.
And that's when things took a turn.
Oh, man. So we know what happens a little bit later. So
yeah, you gotta fast forward. So.
Yeah, you can talk about what happened.
Well, I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear. You wrote it in a note.
So. That part. Okay, so the woman comes back. Yeah. The lady from church comes back to see the bishop. And they're in a room together. He is smacking them cheeks. Bishop is literally smacking them cheeks.
Literally.
And Pastor Thorne opens the door and sees it. Just watch
and pause.
And just watches for a while.
Minutes.
He watches for a good long time.
Let it Moses fill your rod.
What he say?
So much.
There's a lot of close-ups of flesh slapping together in this movie. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. And the woman looks like she does not want to have whatever is happening.
Yeah, she does not. Like, she's like, and she
can you she looks like this is completely up. Transactional, and I would rather not even be having this transaction. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, and yeah.
Pastor Doran sees his face, sees the face of the girl, the lady.
He looked like he's about to say something, but she stops.
And he was going to say something. Yeah, she was puts like, her hands up. He was going to stop in the middle, which Bishop is so into it. He does not see Pastor Doran just sitting there watching him for 15 yeah. minutes at all.
Definitely not. He wouldn't care anyway.
Bishop was concentrating.
Right. But even if, man, put these babies in you. Oh,
Tori was so disturbed by that.
That's so horrible. Oh my gosh. She got put on that fake smile.
Pretend like everything
was basically
good.
Raped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she obviously didn't want to do it.
Right.
But she did.
He's just like, yeah. He's saying all kinds of nasty shit.
Yes, indeed.
Parting the Red Sea inside of you, baby. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Yes, he feels so proud of himself.
He feels very accomplished right now.
Right.
Yeah. So
he got
yeah,
a big smile on his face. He's like, yeah. So
Jacob Thorne just sits.
Yeah, that room smells like all four of those things we said at the beginning.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. And he don't say nothing.
Yeah, he just looks and she don't say nothing. They just she just leaves.
Cause she stopped him. She was like, because when he was about to say, and you said this earlier, he was like, I'm gonna stop. You know, you can see it on the face, and she just like paused, nah, like I'm doing this because I gotta do it. Don't interrupt. Which I'm like, okay.
Let them finish.
Why not? Maybe he would have been more angry if he didn't finish. You know?
Adrian?
Now you have to help me.
Yeah, her name is Adrian.
Okay. So, yeah, Jacob confronts his dad immediately when he came out.
Like,
fresh,
wiping himself.
Right. He still got some stuff on his stomach.
He still has residue.
And he's wiping on his fingertips.
On his fingertips and penile area.
It's still, his shirt is still
his,
wet.
His genitals.
He's
that's
talking
the
to
proper
him,
word.
Right? Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I wouldn't talk to anybody after they just finished.
I wouldn't be talking to anybody after
I wouldn't
just
have
finished.
Stayed.
Oh, like father, like son.
He, for the lack of for the audience who couldn't see what just happened, he was talking about the ladies can't resist all this. The bishop to his son, as he fully grabbed his package with both hands, and he's touching him with the hand.
It's a power move right
he's
there.
He's touching
it's extremely
him with the hands
power move.
That still have residue on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ain't wash his hands.
You should put him out. Oh man, you know what been messed up if he just like put his hand up in Jacob's mouth. You like that? You like that? Does it taste good for you?
Like, yeah, he didn't go that far, but yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that far. It wasn't that close. I mean,
wasn't
that far off.
Not far.
It wasn't that far off.
Yeah.
He could have been like playing with his nails.
You like that?
Maybe that's the deleted scene.
You like that, don't you? Pastor Thor just sitting there looking pissed.
Tell me what that tastes like, son. Tell me what it tastes like, son. That tastes like your siblings.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. Y'all made man. That is in his character. That is in Bishop's character. Man. Bishop Thorne. And he don't, so he don't even care that his wife is over, right? Because he was like, look, she know.
Yeah, because he said that he has a strong sexual appetite. That's what it is. That's what he told, that's what he told Jacob. Yeah. That he can get when he wants, all that stuff. So there's nothing Jacob could do. Because he's like, you cheating on mom? He was like, so? I don't give a fuck.
Right. Basically.
Like, she basically what it he said. Matter. Yes. So
I don't give a fuck.
So then what happens next? Does Jacob go over to Adrian's house? Yes, he goes to Adrian's house.
Yeah. Because Adrian is obviously
traumatized. Like,
not
by
good.
This.
Like,
she is not good.
This is not.
She's just
not
scrubbing
in
the shower, just trying to wash off the shame and guilt.
Yep. Just in tears. That was a good, that was like intense. Like, oh my goodness. You know, she's.
Yeah, she
can
is
tell.
Not.
Even
good
if you
with
didn't
that.
Notice. That scene just made sure you know, like, she does not want this.
Is this the scene? Is this the scene where she reveals the backstory of how it all got started? Or does she tell him to go away and then he comes back and then she tells him later?
He's still got a whole hour left, so.
So I think I don't think she says
her backstory.
Him away. Yeah, because she sends him away at one point, but then he comes back later. I guess we'll see. Because from what I remember of her backstory, something happened to her when she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And like,
yeah, that's right. Let's listen.
Is it that
I don't think this is the scene though.
For you to not force yourself on us after we say that we don't want it over and over again. Until we just don't say anything anymore. Huh?
Adrian, I've never forced myself on anyone.
Your father did.
What?
Music.
You remember when my parents died?
Oh, this is the backstory.
Yeah, let's listen. This is intense.
Of course.
Devastating. Not in my life. Or so I thought. And your father, the bishop, was so gracious, taking me in, raising me. And then one night, he came to my room, and he said that I wasn't pulling my weight. And I was confused because I was doing everything that I thought I could to show that I was appreciative. And I didn't understand what he meant.
How old are they?
Met until he started reaching up my skirt.
Let's say in their 30s.
And touching me.
So she lost her parents. Bishop was being a good 15. Samaritan to let the 15 years
old. Okay, that's just what my next question was.
Yep.
How old was she?
Mm-hmm. So he...
So yeah,
she was 15 years old.
So her parents
she
died.
Lost her parents.
Yeah, both her parents probably in a car accident, and the bishop was like, "I'll take care of
you. Stay with me."
Right.
So they
you
must
stay
have
with
been...
me, but I'm old, has sex with you.
That's
whether you like it or not,
and you don't like it.
Right.
So yeah, that's that is, and so he's been doing that with her forever. So like for like however long that. Has been since she's been 15. He's been doing that.
Yeah.
So that definitely shows us that the bishop is not only a rapist, he is a pedophile rapist.
Yes.
So that's like, oh my
goodness.
Oh, there's
more to it.
So the bishop okay.
We show.
He paid for me to go to college. He got me a job. He pays my rent.
That's that power. Mm-hmm. Power
just,
move.
Yeah. Hold it over your head.
Sometimes that includes sex. I mean, how can I say no, right? I have nothing.
Adrian, that son of a bitch preyed on you. Your vulnerability, your dependence on him. He took advantage of you. We have to go to the cops.
Go to the cops? And say what? That the man that was molesting me when I was 15 is the same man that I'm willingly sleeping with now to afford my comfortable lifestyle?
Adrian, we have to do something, and there could be others.
There are plenty of them. No one's stupid enough to go against the bishop.
Not the bishop.
No one.
Mm. No one. There it is. Ominous music. That's perfect. Who's stupid enough to go against the bishop? Pastor Thorne is.
I'm stupid enough.
Was that a shotgun? It became a different movie.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So yeah, there's more. So like what Adrian revealed was like there was more to the story.
Yeah, even after she was 18, Bishop was paying for all her bills and all that stuff, taking care of her. But he's like, in exchange, I get to fuck you anytime I want.
Right. Yeah.
And it's been, I guess this has been going on for like 20 years.
Had to be. So if she was 15, yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yep. So Jacob tells his ex-wife everything. Mm-hmm. And
he goes home and immediately tells her.
Yeah.
Because he's upset. He's like, somebody got to deal with this man. And she's like,
yeah, she reveals.
You want to talk?
She reveals that, he actually took advantage of me as well. Like, remember when that time you went out of town 20 years ago?
That's exactly
let me tell you what
happened. Oh, I love it. So the scene, she's holding
the
glass.
She's traumatized to the point where she drops her glass.
And when, they zoom in about and she, this. Yep. He's like, who else has he been sleeping with?
She's
and
triggered.
The glass drops.
Yeah. Yep.
Who else?
It was me. I was sexually assaulted. And then you find out that it was her in the first scene of the movie who was getting raped for an uncomfortable amount of screen time.
We show you again.
He's going through.
Yeah, and then they show you again just in case you didn't see.
Just in case you missed it.
The first time.
Yeah.
And they show the whole scene again.
Yep. So they were together in Scotland, like he was in seminary. So him and his, they were married?
Yes.
Or getting rated.
They were married.
So he's in seminary and had to go away for a conference or something. And then while he was away at a conference, the bishop went over to the house.
Well, they went out and had a few drinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And you know what happens when you get
why
some
is
drink?
That appropriate?
That's part of the drinking bishop. With the bishop.
Yeah, who I wouldn't want
to
drink
know,
with the bishop?
Bishop like to drink too. But what though?
What you laughing at?
I know what he's laughing at.
I'm gonna say it.
Oh man.
Alright, I'll say it. The bishop looks awfully young.
he looks like a he's they did a flashback and it's like, how long ago was it? However long he was that he's been in seminary, I guess, and so he's a pastor. So the bishop looks like
he's 19 years old.
Yeah.
So apparently the bishop was very young.
Yeah.
And Pastor
Thorne
was
it's
older than him.
That he had.
I mean, he probably
don't be a menace to society.
He probably like 20.
He can be two.
Like, yeah, so how old was he when the bishop was born? One
bishop was, I mean, bishop said when he was very sexual, so he could have had Jacob at age 5, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so.
But so, no, yeah, we see this rape scene, which is terrible.
Yeah, yes. I'm not gonna,
yeah, that was really bad.
It. Yeah, so. Yeah, it was intense, so don't want to watch that again.
Yeah, so, it was a real fear look on her eyes.
Yeah, yeah,
he's just like going at it, he's like, yeah.
It was bad. It was obviously a rape. There was no question about it.
Consent.
There was no question
because he got
about it.
Got to get his dick wet. He got to get his dick wet,
right?
Or got he's gonna explode
by any means,
right?
So now Jacob is very angry.
But Jacob realizes that, oh wait, since you revealed this, I can go talk to Adrian, and both y'all can come forward. And we can
take down the bishop.
Right. Meanwhile, the wife, you know, Jacob's mom, the bishop's wife, is still being submissive to the bishop.
Yeah.
And handed him his lemonade.
All the time. Fresh squeeze.
Fresh squeeze. There's a reason why we have to see this lemonade.
It's a reason why it's fresh squeezed.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Wait. Did Jacob figure something out before in that last scene?
Yeah.
Wait,
he did.
What did Jacob figure out?
He said the night of the conference.
The night of the conference.
How long ago was this? That?
Exactly 20 years ago. Wait a minute. How old is JR? Oh my God.
The night of the conference.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's when you realize
that does happen. That absolutely happens. And yeah, we put it together pretty quickly. I don't know if
Fuck
you guys were wondering.
Dead duck. JR is the bishop's son.
So he is the brother of Pastor Thorne.
Yeah.
That's why he was treating him. That's why they like a dynamic is like they are. Like, I don't disrespect
you. Yeah, they didn't know.
I don't respect you.
So when Jacob figured this out, he rushes back over to the bishop's house. Now, I think he stays about an hour away from the bishop. So, yeah. It's not like he's down the street. So, yeah, Jacob confronts his dad.
Yeah.
In front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he reveals that he is a rapist. Because the mom knows that he's been sleeping with other women, but she didn't know that he's been raping.
She didn't know he was raping teenagers.
Yes.
Yes.
Multiple times. Like, he's just...
Multiple
times
taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what are you talking about? They want me.
Grooming teenagers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was out here raping women?
Because, like, when you discover the true character of Bishop Thorne...
Mm-hmm.
She can't be the first one, the only one.
Right. Exactly.
Even if she was the first one, she can't be the only one as power tripping as he is.
Exactly.
Right. He obviously does what he wants.
Yeah.
And
he does whatever he wants.
He got all the power. And he definitely is redirecting all the energy because he's like, look, you ain't got no, you know, he's the one that's power.
What do you call that, deflecting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do the mirror exercise.
Oh my goodness. Yep, he basically says that.
Why are you mad at yourself?
I love
you
this. I love this conversation.
Really about to sit here with God and
Yo, wait, rewind that about 30 seconds.
He's talking to him. He goes up into his face.
He say, "I'm gonna punish you for stepping out of line."
Mm-hmm. You gotta obey. In his house.
And this by God.
Well, you just wait because you were the fire and brimstone that's going to rain it down on you. All these false accusations spewing out of your damn mouth. I'm off it, Bishop. Are you really about to stand up with God in your life?
Mm. Oh, man.
Tell me, 20 years ago, when I was on retreat, you sent me to.
He sent them there, too.
Tell me you didn't read
What?
Yeah. Tell her, Bishop. Tell her, even though she told you no several times, you still forced yourself on.
That can't be true.
JR is like, wait a minute.
Oh, but it is.
Wait, who's Nadia? Nadia's
mama.
Yeah, that's Jacob's ex.
Answer me! Tell her how you married my woman and got her pregnant!
Dad, what are you talking about?
I'm trying to tell you, you can probably stop calling me dad.
I'm not your father.
There it is.
Yes.
Oh, time. Man. Yup.
He like, yeah, bitch, I am.
He ain't say nothing either. He like, you right?
The look on the mama face like. Like.
Woo! Woo! Man. She about to.
Oh my goodness. Oh man. This is good. This is the type of intense
at this
drama.
Moment, this is the drama I came for.
Yes.
These are the sins of the father.
Because yeah. It's the father. He's the father of the other son. So he right. really is.
He really is the father. And it's the sins of the father. Right.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, brilliant. Man. And they show
brilliant writing, hilarious casting.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
For that younger version of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, he don't look like he's in his 20s. Maybe, you know. Yeah, I know, 20 years.
No, he look older
with the glasses.
Than 20,
with the glasses on, makes him a little older.
He looks like he should be 40 at that
point. Yeah, he could be like a young looking 40.
That makes sense.
So,
yeah.
So that's 20 years. He just aged, you know, different. Which I think they, you know, you needed a different actor.
So you could be surprised.
Because you couldn't have the same, right. You either have a different actor like this or don't show his face like during these scenes. But I don't know how you really have these scenes without showing some kind of a face.
You can show
like
the girl's face
head or something.
Yeah,
sort of
for Nadia,
face.
The younger Nadia looks like.
And you can
a,
have
looks
a
like
voice.
A younger Nadia, though. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, the younger Nadia could be a younger Nadia. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So if you showed her face. And had
showed them back to back, and you know that
you
could
tell.
Be kind of
yeah,
like
you
a younger
see that
version.
Same person. Yeah,
but I definitely didn't expect it to be him at the beginning. You know, like that wasn't even a thought. So they, you know, it definitely was surprised.
They show you the bishop at the beginning of the movie before the whatever happened to you.
So how does this movie end? Because I mean, we still got another 50 minutes.
Wait, wow, do we really?
There's another 50 minutes 40 in
minutes,
this movie?
40 minutes. There's still another 40 minutes left in the movie. And it's been on. That was one of the biggest reveals right there.
Yeah, that was the biggest reveal. But to speed it along, basically, Jacob gets Nadia and Adrian to, I guess, go to the authorities about the bishop. And then the bishop gets arrested.
Mm.
It's revealed and stuff in the news and stuff like he you know that he charged for rape charges but for more than one woman, you know, do a Bill Cosby on him kind of thing, you know. They fight.
So, but yeah, that's a good point. So after he basically, you know, gets the charges put on him because they confess and they arrest him at church.
Oh, they arrest him while he's preaching. That cracked me up. I was like, y'all couldn't do this before or after.
Waited till he got off the damn pulpit.
They pull up while he's preaching. I was like, man, if I was at church, I'd be like, man, this is the best sermon ever.
Yes. I think part of them doing that is probably just to bust him out in front of everybody. Like, might want to find a different church because this nigga is under arrest.
Yeah.
You know what kind of reminds me of? Jason, remember that video?
And he quoted Kendrick Lamar during the sermon.
Yeah, he's into his sermon. He is into his sermon. But what you say it remind you of?
So it reminded me of, you remember, you showed me and Marcus this video a couple of years ago of like this, at this church. It was a white church or whatever.
It was revealed
that this woman was taken advantage of.
They had
pastor
because they were just having a Q&A, and she was like, she stood up. It's like, but you can't. I was in your study.
I want to know what happened more. I want to know what happened more with that guy.
Yeah, that was real life story. That wasn't a Tubi movie, but she sure was Tubi in the movie at the end. She was like, yeah. So that's kind of what happened here.
Yep.
Bishop gets arrested.
Yeah, I mean, he got arrested on Sunday.
On at the church.
I know.
That's
during
what I'm saying.
Church hour.
That's what I'm saying. I wish I was at that church at that time. I'd be like, man.
So you thought it was gonna get most scandalous. So, but yeah, he goes and they you know, it's like, oh, now everybody's like, victory.
They go back to Adrian, you know? And she's like, man, I'm so
finally
relieved.
Right.
Justice
yes.
is being
she's like
served.
Praying, like thanking God, you know? That he got arrested.
Right,
he was
yeah.
it's on the news.
Everybody's happy for the first
Pastor
time.
Thorne's
all
smiling
season,
for the first,
first
time
in a whole
ever
movie.
Seen him smile He's other smiling. Than when he was grabbing his dick in the first movie, looking at his phone in front of the bishop.
Yep, he hasn't smiled since then.
Yep, and that's the first time. So he's smiling.
Oh, JR was like, I gotta go because this is too much.
That's a lot. I mean, he thought his
just found, thought you're his, right. Thought
I just found my granddad out. Is my daddy. I found
and my
out.
Dad
my
is,
dad
my,
is
brother.
My brother.
And my granddad was raping my mama to yeah. make me.
And I'm the one that can rape.
So yeah, that's
I'm a
lot.
Rape baby.
And I'm a terrible drug dealer.
So yeah, so what y'all think was gonna happen with Bishop? You thought he was gonna, you know, live out.
I don't
his
know.
Lives?
I thought he was gonna get killed in the prison.
Mm.
I wasn't sure what was gonna happen, honestly. But then something happens. He gets out of
or get raped in prison. Or something.
Yeah,
yeah. So his deacon is his lawyer, huh?
Which, according to Cat Williams, is never funny.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
At any time.
Uh-huh. So his deacon is his lawyer.
I guess so. That's what I was like. That's what I was like at the beginning. I was like, was he talking to his lawyer already? But I guess you can have two jobs.
Yeah, a deacon can be a lawyer, you know?
So, but somehow they get him out. Because, yeah, we moving the story along.
Yeah,
he gets out and everybody gets upset.
Or something?
Something.
So he figures something out and gets him out.
Yeah, he gets out. And of course, everybody's upset. Yeah, it's a month later when this happens.
1 month later.
Because, you know, it's a trial or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming with this breaking news.
I love this.
We are live outside
of
the courtroom as authorities say that all the charges against Bishop Augustus Thorne have been dropped.
What?
I love this news lady. Like, I think I've heard this news lady in several of Carlton's movies.
And oh, really?
She's like a real news lady.
That's bullshit.
In everyone. Well,
Carlton knows
those
real
news,
news people. He knows real news people.
He does. That's right.
So she got a new
yeah,
news
it's
voice.
That news inflection. Uh-huh. I don't know why the news always like this. And then I'm gonna like
it's,
I don't know.
Yeah, I used to work in the.
Yeah,
I used to work in student
inflection. It helps us.
Yeah,
to
I used to work in student
better.
News and yeah, you have to talk like that.
Something about it.
We need that.
It's a training.
Something about
it
makes you take in the information.
Yeah,
you have to sound neutral. That's what I've learned when I was in college.
Oh.
You have to sound neutral when you're speaking.
That's right.
The news.
Yeah, because you were in like broadcasting or something.
Yeah, yeah. I was a cameraman and stuff, and editor and all that stuff.
So they dropped all the charges against the bishop because they just didn't have enough evidence. That was it.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
So that was it. The evidence was insufficient. Case dismissed. It's like, oh my goodness.
So, yes. So let's get to this ending.
Yeah.
Because I know there's a scene coming up you probably don't want to play.
Oh. No. Oh, man.
I never have to see this scene again.
Yep. Okay. We'll fast forward through that.
Oh,
it's a long scene. It's like 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes.
It's like
I had to skip it four times.
Minute. And it's so
it
detailed.
Four times.
It's like
30
so
seconds.
For the people
it's
listening.
Got hand washing afterwards.
For the
and
people
everything.
Listening, the bishop is masturbating.
He just got out of
completely
jail, right?
Naked.
While doing what?
While praying. But
to
I,
who?
To God. Now I can understand why he's doing it because he's such a sexual he got a problem. He has a problem. That's what it is. That's what I got from the scene.
He's such a sexual addict.
Right. He's such a sexual addict that he's praying to God while he's masturbating because he can't help himself. Oh, I didn't see that evil grin he had in the mirror, though. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's evil. Mm-hmm. So you still think he can't help himself?
No, he can't help himself. Some people, he got a problem. He got a disease. He has a problem. He's actually is praying to that he needs to, you know,
yeah,
get that away from him kind of thing, but he can't.
Please help me in my wayward hand and penis.
Please help me. Oh.
Yep. Indeed. So
after he's finished masturbating, he goes to have
pastorbating.
Bishopating.
He was pastorbating.
Oh, goodness. So he back home. Was he in jail for a month or was he out? Was he out on bail?
I think he was in jail. So he
Well, it was 3 months
it
later.
It was 1 month.
What?
1 month later.
Oh, 1 month later.
But yeah, during the trial, maybe sometimes you're in jail during that time. So that could have been the case.
If he didn't get out on bail.
He couldn't fuck old girl. He couldn't.
He definitely wasn't going to do that while the trial was going on.
Right. He wasn't going to do nothing while he was in jail. So good he point. Was like, shit, man, I'm going to beat the shit out of my damn beat when I get home.
Right.
That's
beat
what
my
he did.
Dick like it stole something.
Oh, my goodness.
He looked at his pants and said, I can't wait to get you home.
He looked at his pants
and was like, I can't wait to get you.
His own
looked
pants.
Down at his pants, like, kept grabbing himself, like, woo, trying to hurry up and get home.
Oh man.
You're gonna get the beating of your life.
So after that, he finally makes it back and he gets his nice home cooked meal from his wife. And, you know, she's, you know, welcome him with the nice home cooked meal and his fresh squeezed lemonade. And she's like, you like the lemonade, Will? And she's like, he's like, yeah. He's like, it's not too sweet. No, no, not too much sugar.
Make sure you drink it all.
Yeah, drink it. Not too,
make sure you drink not all too much. Of it. I'll get you another one if you want some more.
She's like, it's not too much poison in it for you.
So, yeah, the bishop's wife has been putting some kind of poison in his lemonade. That's why we mentioned the lemonade earlier.
Uh-huh. And she said it was like cyanide or something. She says what it is. Like some kind of wait, she's gonna say it right now.
No, she said it earlier. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She already said it.
Yeah.
So little traces. Like,
oh, some kind of arsenic or something.
Little traces.
Wait, go back. I gotta see what Spain. It is.
Yeah.
Wolf's,
she's been growing Wolf's it. She's been growing in her garden. And like putting little traces of the poison in his lemonade, so he's not tasting.
It's just so
maybe
funny
you
that
play
he.
It. Okay. Maybe you play it.
Yeah, please put that because it's like he didn't realize he was being poisoned until she started going over the ingredients.
Yeah.
Well, you know I make that extra special for you, right?
Hmm.
Freshly squeezed lemons. Not
ingredient
too much
one.
Sugar.
Oh. Ingredient two.
With just the right amount of aconitine.
Aconitine.
I love when the music plays as soon as he's that's good editing.
My dumb ass, I've been like, what's aconitine? And I'll be still drinking.
Pesta promochloroparacin.
Aconitine, is that some kind of sugar? Okay.
Pass me the promochloroparacin.
Okay.
He'll turn to the green guy.
Oh, man. So, all of a sudden.
This is so funny. He's been drinking this the whole time. And then all of a sudden, as she's telling
the ingredient,
it suddenly hits him. And then
no,
he dies.
I think she put, she did something to spread up the process this last time.
Okay.
That's why it's
Oh, here it is. Now. Wait, she explains it. That's the lethal dose.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So over time, she was slowly dosing him.
Right.
And then she gives him the final lethal dose, and it speeds up the process, and it makes it to where it's untraceable, basically. It just looks like a cardiac arrest.
Exactly.
It just looked like he always had a heart problem.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's been planning his death since the beginning of the movie.
since before then too. Yeah,
right. Yeah, for a while.
She worse than the first, the wife of the other of the best of the.
Well, I mean, he is worse himself. So yeah, right.
So he needs a worse
partner. Oh my goodness, he's coughing up blood and everything.
Right,
man, all on them good greens and mashed potato. He got chicken and mashed potatoes and.
Oh man, okay.
And some green beans and blood now.
Wow.
Hey, damn, man. You done messed up a good plate of food. Yep. There.
I know. Mm-hmm. Nobody want to eat
she
that.
She be cooking and stuff. She, you know, she kind of. You know,
she probably cooked that food for real. I feel like it's her that's cooking.
Yeah, I know.
You know? So, yeah. She knew everything, too. So, it's obvious that she was not stupid. And so.
Right. She just played dumb, but she knew. That's why she was poisoning him. Like, oh, I'm going to get rid of your ass.
Yeah. And she does. And he is slowly dying, coughing up blood.
I mean.
He's like, Tori said this was the longest heart attack.
It is a good 2-3 minutes.
You remember how we said how, like, you know, Rico in that movie didn't get a satisfying death. And it was a couple of people who didn't get a satisfying death.
I thought about you when I saw him dying. I said, Josh probably was satisfied.
Yes, this was a satisfying death. But yes, this is.
He had
yes.
a long on-screen yes. death. And right. then after he died, it was just on his scene, dead face for like 5 seconds.
His death
seconds.
Scene had to be longer than his masturbation scene. So.
Right. At least as yeah. well.
Because he was such an evil character that, yeah, this was, yeah, because he's definitely one of the most evil characters we've seen in a 2.
Yeah.
It'd be
yeah.
funny if he was, like, dying and then, like, the camera panned down. He had his dick in his hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Should have like, did that. Missed opportunity. Yeah. Missed opportunity.
But she definitely played it well, though. Like you said, like, little small traces of anything. So she calls. Mm-hmm. And so she got out of that well. She murdered him. Mm-hmm. And no one knew.
Yep. And everybody, and so then the next
15 minutes
is like
everybody's happy.
It's a happy, it's happy
ever
ended,
after
yeah.
with their boo things.
With their person. Yeah. Who they, so the wife, so the bishop's wife ends up with the deacon.
Which we gave,
she was with
we,
the deacon the whole time.
Tell
because
a
they
bit.
Planned it
yeah.
out. Yeah, they planned it. They actually planned it the whole time that yeah. the bishop would get out of jail.
Better looking.
Yeah. The bishop.
But yeah, they planned for him to be out of, to get out
just
of
so
jail.
She can kill him.
To yes,
one
to do that.
Week later,
and then it's also revealed that Jacob's second ex-wife, she's with his cousin.
This so
with Jacob's
was,
cousin. That was completely
that was,
random.
That
I was not expecting
that
at all.
Threw me all the way off. It was like, and they're happily.
I know. I was like, wait,
together.
What?
Yeah. So like the cousin,
they were barely. The cousin was even in this movie.
The cousin was not in this movie at all. But.
Until that scene.
That's the scene that I'm like, okay.
So they're together. Jacob.
Wait, how much more time is in this movie?
It's like 10 more
that's
minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
Like 12 more minutes. It's 15 more minutes.
Yeah, that's why we're revealing
yeah,
all the stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and then the cousin comes in randomly at the end, and they have a whole sex scene.
Yes.
Just to show us that they were fucking.
But they are, they're divorced, so it's like, does it even matter at this point?
I know it doesn't matter.
But the fact that there's a whole sex scene, it, like, I don't necessarily care.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
This is a whole, like, character that wasn't even in this movie.
Yeah, because he was the goofy,
neither one
he
of
was the goofy cousin in the first one that had the girlfriend.
Right.
Right. Now he all trying to have a passionate love
thing. Yep. And it's the whole scene. It's a whole scene.
Yeah.
It's a whole unnecessary scene.
He grabbed it.
That's what made it necessary.
If I'm gonna do it.
That's what made it necessary. Passionate.
Yeah.
Love making.
And then Jacob gets the bishop's church. I think he becomes bishop or something, doesn't he?
Oh yeah.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. By the end of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's interesting.
So
they show that
yeah.
they, you know, been in love and making out and all that stuff. And so,
right. They were
right.
making out like they obviously been fucking for a long time.
Right. So everybody
and then
the
it's
fuck.
Back to a whole fucking scene between the ex-wife and the cousin that we haven't seen since.
I guess we just wanted to see her have her sex scene because she never really got hers.
She's getting hers now.
It's a Carlton T. Clay movie.
Yep, we're paused.
You can't be in a Carlton T. Clay movie and not have a sex scene.
So,
but I, yep. Well, don't have to. Don't have to.
Oh goodness. Yeah. So that's it, right? That's the end of the movie.
Yeah, that's it. Because you see, the last thing we see is Jacob with the church.
And so.
And he's pretty much bishop.
So
or whatever.
Poor oh, JR, yeah, JR is torn off pieces. Like, who is. He is have a whole. There's probably going to be.
He's just a shallow shell of himself. You can have a whole series called JR.
And maybe that's the.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever Carlton gets back to movie.
Wait, who was that?
That was the bishop. That's the picture.
Yeah, that was bishop when he was younger.
Oh, okay.
So whenever Carlton gets back to filming, we'll see a JR. Pastor Thorne, the JR edition or something.
Right. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen with JR. He's
probably going to become a pastor.
Somewhere else bounce.
Following his granddad / dad's footsteps.
No, I very highly doubt he's going
to. I don't think so. Yeah.
I highly doubt he's going he gonna to be anything.
Maybe he'll be a principal. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can rape a bunch of students.
Oh, my goodness.
No, my God.
Nobody's made that movie yet.
Nobody's made that movie yet. Okay.
A principal raping a bunch of students.
Yeah, let that.
I'm waiting on that movie. That,
and you know that'd be happening.
Man. Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. The end.
And my thing Pastor is, why Thorne is the was robe? The bishop
he's wearing the bishop's, he's wearing the bishop's robe.
That is a, that's what I'm saying. Okay, well, hold on.
Wait, Jacob, I
know. Jacob is a huge guy on his own.
Jacob is bigger than the bishop.
He is. He towers
and he's
over.
He's wearing the bishop's
he
robe.
He's
the not bishop. Wearing and the bishop's robe the bishop. Is like swallowing Jacob.
Oh man,
he found somebody else's robe.
So, what y'all think? You think he should have got the church at the end? Is that victory for him?
I mean, I personally still don't give a fuck about himself. But you're still, an
I mean,
asshole. But your dad is just a bigger asshole.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, Pastor Thorne's like, look, I may have cheated on all my wives.
I still don't look at Pastor Thorne as a good guy.
No.
You know,
anti-hero?
Now I would say anti-hero.
I guess, well, anti-hero. He wasn't, wait, hold up. What classifies
I think about
anti-hero?
Spawn as an
let's
anti-hero.
Let's look up the definition of
he's
anti-hero.
Like,
wait, let's
know.
Look
what,
up the definition.
Deadpool is an
anti-hero.
Is Magneto an
anti-hero? Anti-hero is a hero. An anti-hero or anti-hero is a main character in the story who may lack some conventional heroic qualities and attributes such as idealism, courage, and blah, 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 blah. So,
nah.
It doesn't nah. quite, he doesn't quite count as an anti-hero.
Because he was
know.
A villain.
He's just a conflicted
yeah, he was
character.
A,
he's like, he's,
he was a villain in the first one. But the protagonist,
right. He was definitely
the protagonist
villain.
Villain.
The first movie.
And this one, he's still the
right.
protagonist, but he's not a hero, but
he's not necessarily a hero. I don't think there is a hero.
Maybe
in
the
this
women
movie.
That stood up and said something, the mama.
Yeah, you? They're the real heroes.
Yeah. You said oh yeah, yep. Oh man,
but for real though, like the women in this movie qualify the most as
yeah,
the heroes
yeah, yeah.
of the movie. You know,
so
which could have been done by yeah. design.
So we won't probably get a Pastor Thorne 3, which I mean, I don't, you know, that's fine, but.
Yeah, I don't know who's gonna be worse than the
yeah.
bishop.
Yep, man, bishop. Yeah, that was good. He got his just dessert, his lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. got his lemonade.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Any
damn. Come on, cat.
Oh man. Any other?
And that will be the only bad pastor we will
review.
See.
No
more bad because
there's
no
more
bad
pastors
at all
in the
Tubi verse. So, yeah, that's the
He was the only, that was last. It. Every other pastor we will see will be good. Just a good hero. Person. Because all pastors are
healthy, wholesome, you know, loving, not scandalous at all.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
The
end. Good night.